Yeah.
Yeah. So landing on the fly. The fly. The fly.
Damn. Oh, that's cute. Wow.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a raspy kitty.
This is a Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus and release by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty, toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep the symptoms of the season out of your head. Can you feel it? Michael W. Dean and Jeremy Heisen and Word?
Yes.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license that allows you to. Intriguing,
and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Yes. Oh, well, I think there is a newsletter. Isn't there a newsletter? There was a newsletter.
There should be.
Anyways, it's covered by BIPCOT, no government license. It allows use by anyone except state actors and mailmen. No, mailmen are allowed.
Let it be written
that mailmen are not allowed to use BIPCOT things. So,
yeah.
Always stroke head to tail.
Yep.
Excellent advice.
Yeah, dance down.
It sounded like Bab.
Yeah,
I was like, you got Bab to come back just for the app.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him every 6 months and say, Bab, we're getting the band back together, and get his hopes up, and then fire him before he gets on air again, like I did last time. It wasn't intent. It wasn't a plan last time. I just went, what am I doing? Yeah. That'd be funny though. That'd be funny. I think you'd get wise though to it.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. He's like, oh. It's January. I gotta be ready.
But that's none of my business.
Yeah. Right. So we're playing with the talk about the app, guys. Jim hasn't used it, but give a little pitch there, Jeremy.
The Pocket Alibi app. Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been messing with it all day today.
And
freaking the dogs out, you know.
Because you're on it.
Yes, I am on it.
Yeah. Is that what freaks them out?
No, just the voice
stuck in a box.
No, just the voices in general, because you know the different pitches from everybody's different voices. But so if we hit a bunch of them in a row, that you know their heads cocked to the side, the ears go up, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
You know? Hey, I taught my cat a trick. I've never had a cat that. Well, it taught itself a trick. I've never had a cat that does a trick. So Bob, the little kitten who's getting a little bigger, when he walks by me, I reach down to pet him, and if I don't put my hand all the way down, he'll jump up on his back feet and push his head into my hand to be petted. It's really cute.
Aww.
Yeah, I kind of taught my cat a trick where just to get my attention, she'll like...
Where he doesn't kill scorpions?
Yeah. Anyway, she'll paw at me like, hey, I'm here, pet me. And now it's gotten to the point where it's just an annoyance. It's like, stop doing that. I'm trying to sleep.
That's not a trick. That's what cats do because they're pushy.
Well, it's not impossible. I mean, I've had none of my cats personally, but clients' cats that I've taken care of before have been able to play fetch and do different tricks like that.
Cats don't like to be herded, though.
They, not most, most of them tend not to be.
Not my monkey.
Exactly.
That's what cats say.
But they will if you, you know, just like anything else, if you start them young enough, they can pick up on it and they'll play. I've met plenty of cats that play fetch and stuff like that. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah.
So speaking of tricks, you got a bunch of people to do tricks. You taught people to do tricks by reviewing your app. Should we read some of these? Because these are great.
Yeah, let's read them all. You got we read three of them. We read five last night. No, there's four new ones, I think. So arrange by most recent. Can you do that on there?
No. Okay, I'll just say the title of it or the person writing it, and then you can tell me if you read it already.
All right.
Liberty Lampoon.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And for people that don't know, we're reading reviews of the app I made, that we made, the Freedom Fiends app called Pocket Alibi, which is just, it's what's called a soundboard app, which is, there's a lot of them, but most of them suck and ours doesn't. For one thing, most soundboard apps cost money or have ads. This is free and has no ads. And a lot of them you can't save the stuff as ringtones, and I figured out how to do that today and did a little blog post. It's really easy, but needed a couple screenshots, and then posted that, and I'll post it tonight in the show notes. My ringtone is currently this. It's one of the Steve Miller's libertarian pickup lines.
Thanks, sugar. Your Bitcoin's on the nightstand.
Yeah.
Well, my ringtone is actually currently this, but that's because, well, I'm a little bit of an egoist.
If what you are about to do is illegal, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
You know.
Yep.
So when you say that you're an egoist, are you saying that morality is a spook of the mind?
Yes.
No, exactly. I think he means egotist.
No, it works in either sense for this one, yeah.
Okay. There's people going, wait, what is this? But hey, we're gonna cover you people later. We're gonna cover the new Wheeler Walker Jr. album. Don't worry, we got y'all covered.
That was a smart joke. It's kind of like, you know, here's my impression of a existentialist French pigeon. Pourquoi? Anyways,
oh, I got one. I have an existential joke. Rene Descartes was at a party, and someone said, hey, Rene, you want another drink? And he says, I think not. At which point, he immediately disappeared into thin air. I heard that one.
No.
No.
It's an oldie but a goodie. It's pretty funny for that kind of stuff, I guess.
Okay, back to the review. So, Anarcho-Abolitionist. Have you read this one?
I hate that guy. Yeah, go ahead.
He's a real pain in the rear.
He keeps writing me all the time and wants to be on the show.
I know.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll read it in his voice. Okay. Where has this app been all of my life? This thing is so spectacular. Perfect for razzing your friends or blowing off someone who you actually have no interest in speaking to. Being an icebreaker on a first date. Allowing you to keep your vow of silence. Gaslighting a coworker.
That's funny.
Keeping the kids busy at the doctor's office. You need this app. And if you are one of the beautiful people with an iPhone, then you need to get an Android. Like yesterday. Do it.
Yeah.
Or you'll set Liberty back 10,000 bips.
Yeah. Speaking of bips, Bitcoin's like 4 cents, and it's been that way for a while.
That was perfect.
The worms. You know, I'm trying to learn this app really well so I can like get to the part like worms, so I can just pull that up. But I'm not quite there yet. But you know, that brings up a thought too. When I do an update for this, and I think this is going to be an app with not frequent updates, but definitely is going to have updates. I'm going to just add to it and then fix a few tiny problems with it. But Yeah. But I think that, and you guys could both get your app up a little higher, closer to the mic or louder. It's not really that loud. About half as loud as it could, as you guys. But the thing I'm wondering is, maybe you can give me your advice on this. So when I do updates, I think I should add in, like, you know, new disclaimers and new excuses into the disclaimers and excuses list. But probably at the end. You know, or I was thinking of making like a new button that just says new, but no, then it's not arranged in an easy to use format. So I'm thinking maybe the new stuff would go like at the end of each existing category list, because then people wouldn't have to relearn it. There's a few people that are actually going to like learn this so they can pull up anything at any time. What do you think?
Well, with my somewhat OCD issues, yes, I would agree with that. That's a wonderful idea.
That was a terrible idea with glorious execution.
I don't know about that. I disagree.
You're triggering me.
See, exactly.
Okay. Yes.
That was good.
Yeah. All right, so Ross Daly had reviewed this. I'm just going to read the ones from the
not
January
him.
23rd.
I was pushing cuck before you said Ross Daly.
Cuck. Cuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say that on radio?
Did you know that there's people who are lobbying YouTube to get rid of those cute little fat cat emojis because they say it's fattest?
Oh.
As someone who's large and lovely and has cats that are kind of plump and luscious, I'm offended by that.
Yeah, I know people were like upset about the frog emoji because people have been using it as a sign for Pepe. Yeah. Pepe the Frog. So Ross Daly, I'm just going to read the ones from January 23rd because the 23rd seems like came after the show. Okay. So Ross Daly writes, tested out the libertarian pickup line section and I got was a bunch of fat Asian dudes. Not sure if this is a bug or a feature.
And of course, that's a reference to the person who voices them, Steve Miller, who says that he's into larger Asian dudes. Although, you know what? He's not a Gold Star gay. And Gold Star gay is not someone whose family is in the military. It's someone who is a gay person who's only had, who's never had sex with the other, you know, like Derek J is a proud Gold Star gay. He's never had sex with a woman. So, but
you say that Steve on radio.
Nice. So Steve Miller told me some stories too about getting drunk and like he's with girls the way that, like, you know, straight dudes in college are with guys when they get too drunk and there's no girls around, or he has been.
I don't know what those colleges. Anyways,
can you say that on radio? And we're gonna, right after this, we're gonna do the "you can't say this on radio" letter that got us, about us getting kicked off the station. But so go on.
William Sanders, probably no relation to Bernie. Love it. Never again will I search for the right response to status propaganda. Really, a great, well made app. Thank you, Freedom Fiends.
Yep.
Excellent. And then the last one I see on this list, the one's hidden. I don't know. It's kind of like a weird bug with the website. But anyways, Dave OnePlus. It will surely savor my life someday. I think he means save my life. Just type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it'll surely save his life someday. You know, you'll be accused of doing something, and you won't have that pocket alibi app to say, "Not my circus, not my monkeys." And they'll be, "Oh, okay." You know, we don't have to worry about it. But it's going to be automatically assumed that this is, you're totally responsible for, you know, punching a Nazi or something. I don't know.
Not a guarantee. Not a guarantee. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's funny that they call these kind of apps soundboards, because to me, a soundboard is a mixing board. It's like, you know, the thing that all my devices are plugged into, that my mic and my other stuff, all the, you know, although this soundboard app, we're holding our phones up to the mics. And this app is free for those just tuning in. You can go to Google Play if you have an Android and get the Pocket Alibi app. And if you have an iPhone, go F yourself, because you're too beautiful for us.
Excellent marketing.
Yeah. Guarantee.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
No, that's in. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot. It's, well, that's so annoying, I try to block it out.
Okay.
Angela's great, but that particular laugh I picked because it's annoying, and it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, like a zany restaurant name that's kind of half funny the first time you hear it and gets less funny with time, with repetition.
I've had it like jump to that thing when I played it, and then I'll just set my phone down and forget about it, and then start doing that laugh, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Hang on a sec. Speaking of feet, what's audio? Well, you play the...
You fixed that up so it doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah. I fixed it, Jim.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, it did do that. That was my point.
Yeah, I fixed it in preparation for making this app, because I wasn't going to make this app if it had 143 things doing that. So.
Okay.
So now it's, yeah. I just
that would be a headache.
I just found the setting that says soundboard in my, you know, there's a drop down menu that says player soundboard, and I just picked soundboard. So I made an ad for this app, and I'm going to debut it right now. And I want to discuss a little bit about how I use three-act screenplay format in 60-second radio ads. So here's the ad. Yeah. Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes with 143 original sayings with great male and female voices. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby. Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech. Bark! Bark for the state! Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi?
Does this app make me look fat?
All right. There it is. So it's, a lot of commercials are two-act format where they're like, you know, problem, solution. And I try to do things that kind of tell a story. They're like problem, solution, and then like climax and then denouement even. You know, like the does this app make me look fat is the denouement after the climax of... So, yeah, three-act screenwriting format. Booyah.
It's basically kind of like at the very end, that's when the acid kicks in.
Yeah.
Kind of like audio hallucinations.
Yeah, I'll take you on a journey, even if you don't want to go there.
Don't worry, I put it in your nose while you were sleeping.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now you're tripping.
Yeah, so there's also, I think, some influence there from, like, you know, late 70s, early 80s, when I was young, late-night TV ads for, like, you know, Popiel's Pocket Fisherman and things like that. Got to include that. So, thoughts, comments, your ideas? How do you write your ads, Jim?
You write my ads.
I write all your ads. You've written some ads, haven't you?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I wrote a single ad.
You write my ads.
No, I did. There was one. It was the last one I did for the Jackalope. I did the Jackalope ad. Yeah, the Jackalope Freedom Festival ad. I wrote that.
What format does it have? Does it have a problem, and then we have the solution?
Yes. Yes.
What's the problem?
The problem is that all liberty events are being controlled by terrible people who are ruining fun because Koch brothers are giving us money. But
is that what you said in it?
No, that's basically the gist. I don't have the script for it. I'm sure you could play it. I mean, you have I'm sure you have the ad still, right?
I didn't make this ad. I've never heard this ad.
The Jackalope Freedom Festival ad that used to air on the Freedom Fiends show. Regularly, leading up to the event.
Never heard it. Don't know what you're talking about.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Actually, you produced it, so it was your circus.
I did not. Cash Newman produced it.
I'm pretty sure that commercial took place before Cash came to town.
Yeah. Well, you know, liberty is being ruined by the Koch brothers, but you know what?
But that's none of my business.
Yeah. Get it? That's an Ian Freeman quote.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
We're mentioning the movie. Best comment on Facebook. I agree. Yeah. So before we go on, let's talk about this thing you just tagged me in on the internet. So explain the world's smallest political quiz, one of you.
It's not part of the political quiz. It's part of the general political quiz. I think the Nolan chart is kind of what they're taking it off.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's commonly called the world's smallest political quiz.
Well, that quiz puts you on the Nolan chart. And the Nolan chart is a diamond, but they kind of turn it clockwise for a lot of these memes to make it look like a square. But it's a diamond, and and there's basically two axes. It's economic freedom and social freedoms. So if you're a conservative, a typical conservative will be very less about social freedoms, but very good about economic freedoms, and vice versa for the left. They're bad with economic freedoms, but good with social freedoms, allegedly. But and then, you know, the very bottom of that axis, where it's bad all around, that's kind of fascism. And if they're good on both economic freedom and social freedoms, then that's libertarian. So what they do is for the big political quiz, the one that asks you like 200 questions or something to really nail you down where exactly you are, they put it kind of clockwise, so it's not really a Nolan chart anymore. Yeah, they kind of stole it. But anyways, but there's been like this meme thing that's been going around with these political charts, and they'll basically put pictures on each side of them that are kind of funny, and they're basically kind of represent, like, this is what communists believe, this is what authoritarians believe, this is what anarcho-communists believe, and this is what libertarians believe. And the one that I just found earlier, if I can dig it back up, because I just had it up. I just saw it on, saw it on the face beef. There we go. So the four quadrants for this meme, which is kind of funny, because I don't think they realized what they were doing here. The communist square says, no guns, no weed. The authoritarian square says guns, but no weed. The anarcho-communist libertarian socialist one says, weed, no guns. And then the libertarian ones say, guns and weed. And which is interesting, because wasn't there like some film, I think I saw way back when, by some weirdo called Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom?
Yeah, Cash Newman. I know that guy too well. I don't even want to talk about him. You know, that's a funny thing that we're going to talk a little bit later about this country singer who's like the Spinal Tap of country, but he's better than most real country singers. What's his name? Walker,
Texas Ranger?
Wheeler Walker Jr. There's a little Texas Ranger in there, Jim. But okay, it's Wheeler Walker Jr., who's actually the alter ego of some comedian. Ben somebody, but he's really good. I mean, it's kind of like how Spinal Tap is better than the stuff that they're making fun of. But in the Joe Rogan interview, this guy did a Joe Rogan interview in full, you know, cowboy drag, like as his character. And he was talking about Joe asked him about the comedian. He's like, oh, I hate that guy, man. I was on his show, man. I'll never do it again. I can't stand that guy. That was kind of cute.
Yeah.
So I made this movie called Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, a bunch of years ago, and it's been seen by a lot more people than know me. It's bigger than me. And, you know, guns and weed, guns existed and weeds existed and weeds, and guns and weed existed before the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. But, you know, you look at a lot of the comments on this thing are like people saying, oh, does Michael Dean know about that? Or there's a movie called this or something. And I'm like, someone said that I should sue them under some, what is it called? Were you something that previously existed? Under some BIPCOT, you know, previous license that you put on later. And oh. I'm like, no, I don't care. What's the word? You got it?
I can't remember. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I can't
think of it. So I said, nah, man, I'm glad this exists. But, you know, if this had been around when I made the movie, it probably would have been the DVD cover. It's great. Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to use it for the show notes tonight.
I wonder if there's someone who may have saw that film and then was like, oh, that'd be a funny
everyone's seen that film. I mean, that film is shown at Pork Fest twice. It's been around.
Yeah, but this is being libertarian, so you can never know.
Who is being libertarian? I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
It's a group. There's a group of people that were, I know a couple of
what is Jim saying when he says, well, it's them, so you never know? I mean, is it
because a lot of these pages kind of post kind of normie stuff too, so
I'm an editor now on punk rock. I'm not saying that these guys
are normies, but I mean, like, sometimes I've seen some stuff that's pretty normie on there.
Yeah, because they have a bunch of different. I know some of the admins are some of the ANCAP celebritarian types that I know. So I know there's at least some people that are there that consider themselves ANCAPs. They probably have other people that actually are in the Libertarian Party and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm an editor on. I hate when I interrupt. This is my fault, but it's also a fault, like, having, you know, a radio show and we're different people trying to say stuff at the same time without being able to see each other for cues. But I get frustrated. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just saying, like, for a radio thing, I get frustrated when I'm trying to say, interject something and say, and if it starts with I, if it's something I did, it sounds like I'm the little kid tugging on people's legs going, I'm cool. Hey, you know, it's pathetic sounding, but I am an editor on, on this thing called Punk Rock Libertarians, which is one of these pages that's collaborative and has like, it has 148,000 followers, something like that. So, you know, I'm sharing stuff now that gets a lot of views and I get to post one thing a day. It was my remuneration for someone cussing on the show. And I thought it was pretty cool too, because, you know, usually when people do something that you tell them, please don't do this, please don't do this, don't worry, I won't do it. Please don't do this, I won't do it. They do it like 10 seconds after opening their mouth, or probably a minute. And, you know, we dropped him from the show. And, like, you know, most people will be like, hey, sorry, dude. But this guy was like, I said he was sorry. And then said, you know, let me do something to make it up to you. And, like, did the thing that, you know, the way to my heart is to give me a bigger audience. That's the thing. I like that better than money. But so I've been posting stuff on there. And, yeah, it's really weird because it's, I would say, I don't know if half, but some of the people on there are Libertarian Party members, and some of the people on there are straight up ANCAPs who think that work, like me, who think that working within the system is laughable. I don't know though, man. I don't want to say anything nice about Trump, but he keeps doing things I agree with. It's kind of blowing my mind. Like, he put a freeze on hiring federal workers, and I'm not going alt-right. Don't worry. It's just, put it this way, I'm paying attention to the news a lot more than Obama, with Obama's. By the time Obama's term was up, I was like, politics. Like, I didn't even look at news feeds anymore. But now I'm like, what will he do next? Which I think is part of the... And I think at some point he's going to do something that horrifies me. As if he hasn't already. But,
They had during his inauguration, there wasn't as many people as there was during Obama, which is expected because Obama was really, really historic.
He was the first black president.
He was the first black
woman
president
would have produced. I don't think Hillary would have produced that kind of crowd.
No.
Though.
No,
and I think she would have, like,
on top of that, they would have paid. I was going to say
paid people and bullied them into being there.
It would have been bigger than everybody's.
Yeah, but on top of that, it was also like raining pretty hard, so you can expect that it's not going to.
Well, did you guys see the thing I posted? This is one of the things I posted on Punk Rock Libertarians, which I was going to say is a weird site if you really look at it. It's a great site, but a great page, but it's like. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful page. All other pages are sad. It's a great page, but it's really strange because if you look at it, at any of these pages, and don't realize their collaborative efforts, you must think, what a schizophrenic person this is doing this, man.
Yeah, because like a lot of the page itself would start arguing with itself.
That's another thing. That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's happened with the Freedom Fiends page, too, because it's me and Lou. And Lou and I argue sometimes, and, you know, we'll start yelling at each other. This hasn't happened in a while, but we'll start, you know, bitching at each other on that page. But to the person reading it, it's just... Freedom Fiends radio page said, and then Freedom Fiends radio page said, no, you're an idiot. You know, yeah, it looks weird.
Yeah, but anyways, they had that big press conference that came, and he came out and it was the first press conference of the Trump administration. And the guy came out and was like producing all these false information about the turnout and stuff like that to prove that, no, it was actually just as big as Obama's. But it was actually totally false. And then when they called...
Sad.
What was her name? Kellyanne Conway. Like, I'm surprised I know these people's names. But Kellyanne Conway was like, oh, no, he wasn't lying. He was just giving the press some alternative facts. So this is going to be very interesting 4 years. And
she looks like, and you know, that. What's that woman? Kellyanne what?
Kellyanne Conway.
Isn't she Ann Coulter's grandmother?
she kind of does look kind of Ann Coulter-ish a little bit.
She looks like Ann Coulter's older, she's like her older aunt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both horse-faced coke addicts looking people, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it. Where's my app? Come on. Get it up. Get it up.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah. Not allegedly.
Guarantee.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. See, I see
allegedly.
I saw a bunch of people, you know, anarchists, supposed anarchists getting super excited because, you know, Trump announced all these tax cuts he's wanted to do. And the first thing I think of when I see a Republican president come in talking about tax cuts, I immediately think of Ronald Reagan. And I'm like, you idiots, you're falling for it all over again. Because I've been saying this for over a year. I said, as soon as I realized that Trump was serious, I was like, who does he remind me of? And the only thing
Ronald Reagan created the neocon movement, basically. I mean, other people, Bill Kristol, were involved, but you know, basically he was a Democrat who was called by Hollywood to play the role of a Republican president, basically. That's what happened. And his buddy, Republican John Wayne, went over to his house in Hollywood and had a meeting with him and said, you know, we need you. Can you do this? Greatest role of your life. And that's how it started. And, you know, then really like George Bush the second, George W. Bush really echoed it and was like, you know, I saw an interview the other day of George Bush when he's running for office saying the complete opposite of what he was. He was like yelling at Al Gore saying, well, Al Gore, I'm not an interventionist like you, you know, oh, yeah. I don't want to be in other countries. Yeah. Well,
oh, that's too funny.
But, yeah, it is funny.
I don't know. I'm holding out maybe a little bit of hope. I'm not going to hold my breath. But
I'll go with what Bill Buport said. When Conan asked him who he's rooting for, he's like, they're all horrible. But, you know, as a comedian, I got to say, I hope Trump wins.
Yeah.
You know, he's source material.
He's a boon to comedy for sure.
Yes, he is. You know.
Oh, yeah.
But Trump did lower my GD taxes, though. But
already?
Bomber took it away. Yeah.
Oh, but Obama took it away?
Obama took it away.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
But it wasn't by much, so whatever.
Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
And Missouri.
So before we go into something that some people probably won't like, which is talking about my new favorite country singer. Yeah. You haven't heard me yet. Have you guys heard him?
Yes.
No.
Walker Ranger. No, Wheeler Walker Jr. Yeah. Bob. Walker
Texas Ranger.
Yeah. So, we got kicked off a station for something ridiculous. It's so like, we don't cuss.
They were wrong.
They were wrong. Yeah.
Shenanigans. I call it shenanigans.
Yeah. So read this. But, you know, private property. They can do whatever they want. If they want to just have, you know, if they just want to appeal to, like, you know, the little old church lady who only used her cars on weekend to go vote for Ronald Reagan, you know, lightly used empire, they can have it. So go ahead and read what was sent to someone in charge of whether we're on radio or not. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Finally, the free, because they were talking about
now start shows. About that. And finally, because he's already complaining about other shows. You know, it's like this guy's not
and
happy.
Finally, the Freedom Fiends were talking about, quote, intimate relations, unquote. Mm-hmm. With Tiffany Trump in this past airing. I consider this to be over the edge and a lot uncomfortable to broadcast over the air. When I auditioned these guys, and
this is the part that's hilarious.
Them discussing American history during the Lincoln era and martial law. Since placing them on their program lineup, I discovered that American history is not what they are about.
So basically,
I plan on finding on something to replace them soon. Heads up.
Oh, which means we might still be on that station. I forgot about that.
Perfect.
Okay, so we're not going to name. We're going to be classy. Name, yeah. They named names. We're not going to name. They named our name. We're not going to name theirs. But yeah.
So to give some context, I was not talking about
anything
that she was doing. We were talking about the statistics about what people were watching in terms of romantic movies. And we were talking about how there was a trend in parody. Yeah, exotic films. And the ones that was most popular were Tiffany Trump. And I was wondering why Tiffany Trump would Trump, pun intended, Ivanka Trump in terms of the ratings.
Because Tiffany Trump's like 19.
We weren't talking about anything about that.
Well, because she's also kind of natural girl looking more than all of the other Trump women, you know, all 17 of his wives and, you know, his other five daughters and two of his four sons all look like the makeup shotgun was set on whore, to put it politely.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did you get that Simpsons reference? Do you remember that one? There's a Simpsons where Homer becomes enamored with inventing, and he wants to be the next Edison. So he invents a shotgun that puts makeup on women when they don't have time. And Homer shoots his wife in the face with it, and she looks like she's a horror clown. And he says, "Homer, you have it set on whore. And besides, women aren't gonna." And he flips a button on it, like, "Oops, sorry." And she's like, "Women aren't gonna want to be shot in the face." And he said, "Women will want whatever I want them to want." kind of sounding like Trump now that he's inventing something. Not that Trump ever invented anything. Other than burnt steak with his... Well, wait, let me... See what you make me do.
You need to make a widget.
Yeah, I need to have a foot pedal. I need a foot pedal for this app. That's what I need. Yeah, so, you know... Yeah.
Allegedly.
Trump's steak smells like burnt steak, and his hair does, too. I set down my soda, and Bob's trying to, knock the bottle into the mixer. Like, Bob, no... It's not a sippy cup. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this Wheeler Walker Jr., who's a country star who's like...
We got Google a couple seconds to do it.
Google him. This is the last segment. He's filthy, and he's a joke, and he's a comedian in drag as a country singer, but he's better than most new country. I'll just say that. Wheeler Walker Jr., YouTube it, but don't. It's just a country without singing. Listen to it over the break. There you go.
Should I listen to Redneck S Word?
Yes.
Yes.
You definitely should.
Yep.
Or FUB.
Oh. Maybe not at the library.
The album originally streamed on Pornhub. Did you see this? His album date. And there's no porn video in it.
That was not on the stats we were covering.
Yeah. No.
Well, porn stats reflect reality. So all that's saying is Trump is trending.
Yeah.
We were saying Trump's great. That's
but not as
saying.
Much as Overwatch for some reason. People like to play that game a lot more than watching Trump.
That station should just know we love Trump.
Yeah. A little too well.
And his daughter. Bob, Coca-Cola's not for kiddies. Get away.
Special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today, because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Broadcasting from the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
So, not a guarantee.
Yeah, exactly. We're back for the second hour. This is Jeremy. I'm here with Michael W.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Exactly.
It's Michael Dean.
And Jim. And Jim.
I'm Michael
Jesus.
Dean.
Yes. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jim Jesus.
Hi, I'm Jim Jesus. Hi. How are you?
You know, that thing about the things is not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, it's
not my circus, not my monkeys.
You know, that's actually a saying in Polish. In the language of Polish, but it's a saying in Poland. I really like that saying. Have you ever looked at lists of sayings from other languages. Some are the same, but some of them have their own ones, and some of them translate, some of them don't. But "not my circus, not my monkeys" is so perfect for, like, it's a really good thing to say when someone brings you their problem. You know, like, well, Chris Cantwell said that, you know, "not my circus, not my monkeys." It's the perfect answer.
I've been saying it a lot in IRL too. So,
in real life, you know, there's a saying
in, there, in real world, to stand.
There's a thing that may or may not be true, but it's believable. Is that at some point there was a party in London, as musicians liked to do in the 60s and early 70s, and Peter Grant, the manager from Led Zeppelin, who in the movie, the song remains the same. They all kind of play their persona, like there's a fantasy sequence. And this is way before rock video. Like, this kind of helped invent rock video. It was a movie made in the 70s. And at Church Farm School, we snuck out and walked to King of Prussia Mall to see a midnight showing of this. Walked along the railroad tracks. Could have gotten in trouble, but didn't. It's a pretty good movie. It's on, I think it's on YouTube now. If it's not, I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Oh, I just signed up for YouTube Red. I finally got sick. You have that, right, Jim?
I didn't outright pay for it. It just came with Google Play Music, which is what I really want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I get it for a month free, but I'm going to probably keep getting it after that month. But so there's a story that, so Led Zeppelin's manager played, like, you know, Robert Plant in this plays, you know, some knight on a horse rescuing a fair maiden in a castle from some troll or something. You know, Jimmy Page has this, like, kind of satanic fantasy. The drummer, it just shows him, like, racing his mini cars and his motorcycle. And stock car, I mean, and then the fantasy for the manager is that he's like a gangster during Prohibition, like with a Tommy gun shooting people, and he kind of ran Led Zeppelin like a gangster. That was one of the things that made them big, and it was one thing that was known about them. And, you know, supposedly Led Zeppelin were a nightmare to manage, but he could manage them because he was such a hard butt. There's a story that at some party, he was introducing himself to people. He went up to Bob Dylan and he said, "Hi, I'm Peter Grant. I'm the manager for Led Zeppelin." And Bob Dylan said, "I don't come to you with my problems," and walked away. he could have just, you know, pulled out the app. Now he could just pull out the app and say, "not my circus, not my monkeys." But it's a very Bob Dylan answer. So, speaking of Led Zeppelin, I want to play a little bit of this band. So we can't play this guy that we're talking about on the air, Walker Ranger. What is it?
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Miller Walker?
Wheeler.
Steve Miller, Miller Walker? Mueller?
Wheeler
Walker Jr., yes, who's Wheeler actually, Walker. You know, it's a comedian pretending to be a country star, but like Spinal Tap, he's better than what he's parodying, especially since current country has gone to poo-poo. So go ahead and go on YouTube.
Thinks my tractor sexy.
Just stop listening to us and go on YouTube and find Wheeler Walker Jr. You're going to hear cussing, though. You're going to hear nothing but cussing, but it's great. I mean, it's really good country music. I'd call it either, you know, somewhere between David Allan Coe, like maybe if Gigi Allen could actually sing, and maybe like Hank 1.5 or maybe Hank 2.5. Like, you know, people who like Hank Williams, Hank Williams Jr. and Hank Williams III, most people don't like all three. But this guy kind of sounds like all three. Probably a little more two and three, but a little more two than three. I mean, the cussing's like three. But, and Hank Williams Jr., Hank III still owes us an interview. We had him booked to do the Freedom Fiends, and he slept through it. And his manager said that he was... he was laying asleep for the interview on a pile of tranny hookers and whiskey bottles in a cheap hotel.
Allegedly.
So he missed the interview, but he really did have an interview and blew it on the Fiends. But, you know, it would have been over the phone and it would have been bad audio, and I don't think he's that worth having on, but I like his music. But So
I like the first Hank Williams the best, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like all of them, but he's the most real country, and he's like the furthest away country is furthest away from that than anything, you know. The stuff now, like Rascal Flatts, I mean, that's like metrosexual boy bands with a little bit of twang, but they're like 50, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what you get.
They've also been at it for almost 20 years, so, you know.
You know what happens when you play a country song backwards, right?
You get your car back, your woman comes back, you get out of prison. No, I forget. Something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty much, but it was truck.
You quit drinking.
You get your pickup truck, dog, and truck back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your pickup truck, your dog, and your truck.
And your wife back.
Yeah. So somebody said, though, that, you know, like, well, this guy, like, you know, he has Shooter Jennings band. Shooter Jennings is Waylon Jennings' son. Yeah. And my friends, the Anger Brothers, got drunk with Shooter Jennings. So you got to be tough to keep up with drinking with the Anger Brothers. I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep up with them. I was better friends with them after they got sober, after Mark got sober and before he died. So it was the best period I had with him. But what are you doing? Are you using tweezers? I hear weird background noises.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeremy?
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, it's the hornets in my brain.
That's quite possible.
Yeah, but somebody said that, you know, this comedian who plays Wheeler Walker and is far more popular really quickly with Wheeler Walker Jr. than with his comedy career. The guy is named... Let's see. Ben Hoffman. He had a show called the Ben Show. You ever heard of that? Ben Show?
No.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere. It was on Comedy Central for one season and then canceled. Yeah. So, you know, but people said, like, oh, he just, you know, and he paid for the record out of his pocket. Like, he used all his savings to hire the band and do the arrangements and make these songs and get a kick butt producer. But my argument is you have to have some talent and you can't just buy talent. And my proof is Screaming Lord Sutch, who did an album.
I don't know. He's dead what that now. Is.
Yeah, he was a guy in the 60s who he was a lord, you know, House of Lords. Like he was a hereditary lord. Like he was royalty and had, you know, a lot of money. He also helped start pirate radio. Like, if you see that movie, The Boat That Rocked, was it called? Or what is the pirate radio movie that's on the boat that's based on a real story?
No idea.
It was called...
I saw the documentary about pirate radio.
Something. Okay, well, Screaming Lord Sutch had something to do with that. I think he financed that or ran one of those. But, you know, he was basically a rich kid with a ton of money. And a title, you know, a royal title, who bought himself a band and made a record. And the band is like, you know, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and the Yardbirds, and the Rolling Stones backing him up. You know, it's like Jimmy Page, John Bonham, Jeff Beck, Noel Redding from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and Nicky Hopkins from the Rolling Stones, the piano player. So let me play some of this. I mean, you listen to this and you're like, it's Led Zeppelin. And then he starts singing, you know. Man, that's hilarious. The song is—it's funny too because, like,
hey, pretty mama save them whales.
Yeah. he not only can't sing on key, he can't sing on beat. And usually, singers that can't sing on key can at least sing on beat. And he's off beat a lot on a song called "Thumpin' Beat" with the rhythm section of Led Zeppelin and backing him up, like. How bad do you have to be for that? So, yeah, you can't just buy talent. Now, you know, there's another one that's interesting is T-Rex, because T-Rex made some of the greatest music of all time and some of the worst music of all time, and some of it's, like, on the same album.
Like Lou Reed.
Yeah, like Lou Reed. This is T-Rex, one of these great songs. And then he'll do something horrible. And I think this is from the same record, like this. That's, you know, where he does this kind of like herky jerky. And that's even not as bad as some of his stuff, but yeah. See, people like that.
That is "I Am the Table."
By who?
That was the Lou Reed Metallica album.
Metallica album. No.
There was a Metallica album where they collaborated with Lou Reed, and it's probably the worst thing in the universe.
Does it make you want to listen to Metal Machine music to clear your
palate
afterwards?
Someone described it to me as like if you had like the best perfectly cooked steak you could ever have, and then like the most delectable like cheesecake you've ever had in your life, and then mash the two together.
You ever heard Metal Machine music?
Yeah. Yes. You ever heard yes.
Yeah. So Metal Machine music is the Lou Reed double album that he did as a contractual obligation fulfillment. Like he owed two more records to the label and wanted to leave the label. So he did like, you know, recorded 2 hours of this.
Yeah. I remember that. And it's still better than Lulu.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
I am a table.
Yeah. I bet there's an orchestra on it. Is there?
Lulu? I don't remember. Yeah. But you know how your body tends to reject things that are terrible for you? Like yes. my brain has forced that album out of my head. Insurance for self-preservation.
It's not like Metal Machine music, which is great.
The only thing I remember. I remember that album.
Metal Machine music is actually horrible, and it's almost identical. But if you really want to act like a music snob and just blow someone's mind, you're like, oh, that album? Yeah. Side 3 is particularly tasty.
But I do like drone music, though, which is kind of like where it just plays a single note.
Yeah.
And you hear like the note kind of fluctuate and oscillate against other notes. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's all good. And you know, you are the Freedom Fiends, and I am the Freedom Fiends, and this is my circus, and these are my monkeys.
Yes.
So, I enjoy it. You know, I...
Lulu is not.
Yeah, whenever someone does an orchestral album, they're probably horrible, including... It's probably the beginning of the end, and Deep Purple started that crap with Deep Purple live with the London Philharmonic in, I don't know, and usually the BBC is involved, but...
Well, actually, Metallica did one, what, in late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that good.
No, the S&M album was great. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Except for the cover of... Except for the version of Master Puppets that was on there.
Everything hey, are you guys fans of Michael good. Oldfield, who did Tubular Bells?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
me. You don't? Really? Really?
I've heard the name, I think, but I don't know anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard Tubular Bells, huh? You'll probably recognize it when you hear it, because it was the like soundtrack to... a really famous movie, but that's a bad recording of it. It was used in the soundtrack to The Exorcist.
Yeah, it was just, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it's kind of like John Carpenter stuff, or what?
John Carpenter, who the filmmaker? Or is that a musician?
Well, you know, like the Halloween theme.
Yeah, like that type. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that type of music.
Well, it was used for. a movie that was that kind of movie for The Exorcist, which was kind of like the granddaddy of horror, you know, modern horror films. But this was
that type of music. That's the type of stuff.
Yeah, but this record isn't that type of music. That's the first 20 seconds of it. I mean, it's basically, it's one guy. It was one of the first records that was one guy locked in a studio playing all the instruments in like 1971. That wasn't common, especially since, you know, studio time costs money. And actually, this was paid for by who's the guy that runs, not Elon Musk, the other one that runs the Let's Go to Space company, the British one?
Richard Branson?
Yeah, So his fortune was built on this record and the Sex Pistols. Kind of funny fact. Yeah, because those were the two first really successful things. And the Sex Pistols were successful. It was because two other labels had signed them, given them a huge advance, and then dropped them a week later. Like, no one would touch him. And he's like, oh, boy, they seem like cheery chaps. I'll put out their record. And he did. Yeah. And, you know, he's a fun-loving billionaire. And but then he also put out this record, which is, it gets really, it's really beautiful and orchestral when it goes on at some point. But, yeah, it's kind of new agey, too. It kind of, like, jump-started this new age movement. But I loved this record when I was a kid. Like, I listened to it nonstop as a kid, and it really inspired me as a musician. But I was reading about the guy today, and it's kind of funny. He's a total control freak, as you might imagine, somebody who, you know, plays all the instruments on their record because they don't want to deal with, they can't deal with other people. But he was so into trying to get the UK in the 80s to pass a smoking ban that they didn't do it fast enough, so he moved to some town in Spain that had one. And it wasn't just that he didn't like smoke. It was like, people are smoking.
Wow. Yeah.
Wasn't the Branson, is that the name?
Yeah, I like him.
Isn't he like a libertarian? I heard that he was.
How can you be a billionaire and not be a libertarian? All the billionaires are libertarian. There are a lot of them.
A lot of billionaires are not because they kind of need the state
in order to keep their billions.
Yeah.
A lot of multimillionaires, I think, are libertarians. And there's a big difference between in what a person has to be between being a multimillionaire and being a billionaire. Like my saying is, you can be evil and be a multimillionaire, but you can't be evil. And I said this 20 years ago, and what $1 billion is, you know, now you can probably have $3.4 billion before you become evil. How much does Trump have? $1 million less than that is the cutoff point, I think.
That works.
Yeah, I mean, the Koch brothers do some pretty bad things, but they do a lot of good things, too, so it's kind of like a mixed bag.
They also finance Porkfest. Fact. I have the documents. We should go through them sometime. Things, I actually have the documents.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
How does Trump say sad? I know how he tweets it, but I just picture it like sad.
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 Sad. Sad.
You know, there's a... I should probably not tell Jim this, but there's an app. I don't know if it costs money, but there's an Android app that's just a soundboard of Trump saying different stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how he... It's kind of brilliant. Probably one of the only few brilliant things about him, but the way he kind of talks, it's always an us versus them mentality. Everything is. Even when he is like talking about something great, like I had the best ice cream ever despite what Hillary Clinton said, terrible. It's always something like that. Everything is good, but despite something bad, or everything is bad and these people are terrible. I'm going to do something great because these people are doing something bad. It's always in those kind of terms. Yeah. Every single one of his tweets.
Well, that's what every politician or most politicians, part of their bag of tricks is they're talking. I mean, you don't have to be a great orator to be a president. I mean, Jimmy Carter was no orator, but you know, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Trump, you know, people listen and get mesmerized when they speak, and they all have very different... I mean, George Bush, even George W. Bush, people made fun of how ridiculous he talked and the mistakes he made, but he talked in a way that sounded compelling to people, and it sounded kind of down home and kind of folksy. We're going to go get him. We're going to go get him. You know, made you want to go with him. Not me, but you, maybe, someone listening. So Nima, I got a shout out to Nima. Oh, you done? You got more?
No, that was it.
You got more? Trump? I could listen to you talk about Trump all night.
Okay.
I don't want to. Let's not. I could.
I don't know if I want
to. I could. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could, but I don't know if I'd want to listen to it later. I don't know if people would want to listen to it. So, but you can do Trump if you want. But I was going to say that Nima, it's snowing here. It's a snow flurry here now. It's not that cold. It's 22 degrees, but it's, what is it where you are, Jim? Let's do a weather check. I mean, Wyoming.
Right now, it is currently 43 degrees in lovely Summerlin, near Summerlin, Las Vegas.
Which is the home of L. Neil Hubbard Schumann, right?
Well, I know he lives in Pahrump now. I don't know if he was originally from here, but his movies were filmed here in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah. I live in Vegas proper, but very near Summerlin. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 43 degrees, and I have the air conditioner on, and it's wonderful.
Because why?
Because when your body regulates your temperature, it requires more calories to burn. So being cold actually burns more calories.
It's your weight loss plan?
It's part of my weight loss plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm already kind of used to it now. And it's kind of funny. I'll go to work without a coat on and it's like 40 degrees out. And people are like, where's your coat? I'm like, I'm all right. The only time I wear it is if it starts to rain because it's like,
Jeremy,
now it's raining. I can't.
Jerry, Jim's rambling. Jeremy, what's the weather you are?
It's currently 38 degrees and raining.
All right. So Nima Vedati, I thought about him today. Well, he's a host on this show still. He's who I started this show with. And the show used to be him and me for 2 years. I think he said quasi-retarded. No, he's quasi-retarded. No.
Quasi-retired.
Can you say that? Wait, where's my... I can't... I really need like a big footboard to do these things quick. Because I have to like, you know, do the little finger swipe to... log on to my phone, little password thing. So do you guys know why the disclaimers thing is a briefcase, the icon on the Pocket Alibi app?
No. Is because don't lawyers carry suitcases?
Oh. Yep, that's it. Briefcases. I just want to know if that was obvious.
I am smart.
You are smart. It's probably not obvious to dumb people, but they shouldn't be using it.
Obviously, I didn't get it.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, it's a box to keep your lies in. Okay, I see. So Nima Vedati gave us this this really cool thing for Christmas 1 year, like 7 years ago, that we pulled out and used today. It's for it's an ice scraper for the car, but it's attached to like a mitten. So you put your hand in this mitten and then you're holding the little pole and it comes out of the other end of the mitten and it's a scraper. So it's really useful to use. And they gave us that and we used it today and I mentioned it today and he's like, oh, you still have that? Man, that thing lasted more Wyoming winters than I did. Because he's in Texas. Speaking of weathers. All right. So you guys got topics? We got things? I got some notes, but oh, the Bip Tots. Hey, you said something
we were
going to
talk about. Oh, sorry.
About what?
I was going to talk about the women's march that happened.
Yeah. Let's do that. Real quick, I want to ask. Speaking of women, though, the good ones, the Bip Tots. You know, the females we like, not the ones that march in Washington wearing kitty hats and think it's a political statement when really they're just like, okay, but anyway. So the Bip Tots.
Talk about that.
I read somewhere that somebody said something about maybe that young children could use this while waiting at the doctor's office. Did they use this at the doctor's office?
Not yet, but I plan on. Well, they haven't been to the doctor since it came out, but I plan on doing so.
Do they have headphones?
No. I just figured they can run around.
You can just let them annoy everyone. Oh, yeah. Everyone in the nice. That's what I'm trying to get at. I kind of want video of that, but you'd be using your phone to video.
Well, exactly. So. I'd have to get another phone to work that, but I'll see what I can. I'll see what I can offer up. I'll try to get my ex to help me out with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I've actually thought about, like, I was going to film something in the doctor's waiting room one day, and then I was like, you know, I don't think I should do that. I think a lot of people would be upset if you started filming in the waiting room. It'd be, because, I don't know, people are often at the doctor for, like, really creepy reasons, or, you know, not creepy, but, like, you know, like, they're feeling like, oh, my God, is this, I get the results, you know, like, whatever. Like, they're, you know, they're not there because they're having a great day, probably. So, I just think that pulling out a phone and starting to film, even if you weren't getting them, might upset some people. And I don't want to upset people unless they're worth upsetting, like these women marching in D.C. Yeah, they had one of those here in Wyoming today, and there were like 12 people showed up for it. But in Casper,
that was like pretty much every woman there, right?
Yeah. Well, it was the women whose men would let them go protest. Probably. Hey, this is the first state to have the vote. They were letting women help pick the man before any other state. So, all right. So tell me what happened. Tell me about the kitty hats, the hats we can't say on radio. Why are we on radio? Why are we on radio when, like, we can't say things the president of the United States says without getting in trouble?
I mean, politicians are actually calling this. There's videos of it, and they're actually calling the kitty hats by their proper name. Yet we can't say it on the radio because of these politicians. So thank you. So they're wearing like these little pink hats.
You could say that word on radio this time at night. You could get away with it, but we get kicked off a station. And I actually like fake swearing better. Fake swearing's kind of funny. There's actually some fake swearing in the app. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Oh, yeah. It's Lou, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, both of Lou. Two of Lou's.
Yeah. Fine. See, here it is.
This is Feinsteining Bullshumer.
I like that a lot. Feinsteining Bullshumer. And
what in the happy Halloween are you talking about?
Yep.
Which is like the ones my kids like to say.
Yeah. Well, of course, because it's like little kid cussing. Yeah. Which is all you can do on the radio. All right. So,
but it was probably one of the most insane things I've ever seen. Like, what's her name? Ashley Judd. Is that her name? She hasn't been anything good for a while. But she got up there.
Wait, what's
like this
the
screaming
old lady,
rant.
The old woman? The older woman?
No.
That's
who am I thinking of that's in the weird B-movie where, like, the big worms come out of the desert and kill people?
That Reba McEntire?
Yeah. She was great.
No, this was the lady who was, like, there was some movie where she went to jail for murder or something like that.
Yeah, she was in a bunch of movies for a while. She was in a lot of the
Double Jeopardy. Was that what it was?
Yeah, wrote the books that movie came, like all those ones. She was in a lot of those, but she was like the daughter. She was like one of the daughter of the country singers, the Judds, and she was one of the youngest. Okay. She was the youngest one who didn't go into the singing. So, anyway.
Yeah, but she gave, like, this really incoherent, screamy rant. I don't even remember what it was about. It was just so nonsensical. Madonna said that she dreamt about blowing up the White House. So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Ted Nugent said he was going to shoot Obama and pulled out a rifle on stage and said it once. Mm. Those people do get visited by the Secret Service when they do that, but it's not the same kind of visit we'd get if we said it.
Yeah.
There's probably half lawyers there and, you know, are being filmed for their protection. Ours wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I don't fantasize about that stuff anyways, though. I don't want
that to happen because it only makes everything worse because the person that's going to come in is going to basically win on the reaction to that murder.
Right.
And they're going to be even worse.
Yep.
So, Yeah, do not want. And then Michael Moore was saying that everybody should go and call their Congress critter every day, which I think is probably good advice because it'll just create activist burnout and these people just stop doing everything.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm starting to think maybe Michael Moore is some sort of like
Republican
operative. Or maybe not a government plant, but a what's the term where they come in and kind of divide and conquer type thing?
False flag.
Get bad. I don't know. Maybe he's really secret conservative, and he's like, oh,
just hey, real quick, I got to interject. Jeremy, how, not that you did this, but you might have an inkling. How would somebody use the Pocket Alibi app to gaslight someone?
Well, you know, you could just totally mess with somebody if you just like walk by them and play it. And if
and
you
deny
know,
it.
Yeah, and to completely deny it, you know. Or you know, I think you could probably interject like their conversations. Like, you know,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Not a guarantee.
What? Thanks for what?
Not a guarantee.
For stopping.
Please, are you going crazy? Do give not me more of your unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's a better one for you.
Don't feed the trolls.
No, feed all the trolls. Hashtag please donate.
Are we trolls?
I am guilty of trolling.
Are us?
Yes.
Are us three and Steve trolls?
Not a full time, though.
Yeah. I don't
troll. I don't think of myself as a troll. I think of myself more as like Dada, you know, like weird performance art mixed in with real substance that kind of like goes back and forth from paragraph to paragraph and sometimes within the same paragraph. And then I'm surprised when people can't tell the difference.
Yeah, kind of like Ashley Judd.
He's a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yeah. Who is?
I don't know.
Who's a liar, socialist, and his feet? Whoever said
me.
That.
Not me. Not me, man.
Not me,
my
man.
My bed is covered by the BIPCA no government license.
All right, so tell me about the ladies with the puss-puss hats.
Oh, well, I will say that there was one particularly funny sign that says if men pay, men should pay for razors if we should pay for feminine hygiene products. But problem is, we do pay for razors.
We do pay for, I know.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Survive the break.
We're going to finish up with kitties.
Finish up with kitties?
Yeah, someone, Mark Edge Googling, tweeted at me, Amazon searching Bitcoin branded cat head shaped butt plugs.
Hmm. Interesting.
No. Okay, interdasting.
Interdasting. Well, I was going to talk about activist burnout.
Go ahead.
And why you should. Yeah. So there's a lot of times you'll see people who will show up to Keene, New Hampshire, and they'll be like hard in the paint, going out and getting arrested every single day. And then all of a sudden you just kind of see them missing from all those videos. And it's not just from them, too. Like, there's a lot of other people
in
that
jail.
Do this.
They go to prison. Well,
not necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, they do that too, but intentionally. But by the time, you know, a year rolls around or so, when you try to be more vegan than thou, more punk than thou, more whatever than thou, like, you end up kind of turning into a, like, I just don't care anymore because you push too hard, and, you know, that's not how
kind of progress happens.
I'm more anarchist
than anybody because I don't, like, really care. Well, I don't really care who's president, but I'm certainly paying attention more than I have in a while.
Yeah. You know, and it's good to go out and do things. I'm not saying go out and don't do anything. Yeah, I'm not saying go out and don't do anything, but kind of moderate it a little bit because progress does not come overnight. You know,
or do what I do. Have an amazing first half of your life and then second half of your life sit in a room telling amazing stories about it.
Yep. I agree with that.
Well, that works.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
But I'm not halfway there yet. So I'm still going out and doing stupid things.
Yeah.
I'm kind of moderating it a bit. I was like, I'll go out and do stupid things, and I'll come on the radio and talk about it this week.
I'm surprised when I see a video of you, Jim, like you and someone running around Vegas. I'm like, he leaves the house? Wow.
Yeah. believe it or not. Especially when it's cold.
I don't know why that's surprising. It's just not that you seem like a shut-in. Just you seem like, why would I want to go out there? You know.
Well, I have it in television. Why would I want to leave?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I get that point. But, yeah, so if you're an activist, moderate just a little bit. Do some other things that are fun. Because if you don't, you're going to get burned out, and then you're never going to want to do anything ever again. And then, you know, any progress that you would have made will just go down the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, just moderate it a bit. Have some fun.
Okay.
Don't insult people who like to watch football.
Yeah.
Like, it's a distraction. But then turn around and go like, did you see that last episode of Better Call Saul?
You know what? I heard that. I like listening to Bill Buford. Not Bill Buford. Bill Burr talk about sports. I like Bill Buford too, but not in sports. Bill Burr, I've never heard. I guess there's probably a lot of sports fans like this. Steve Miller's like this too. But Bill Burr is like, if you want to know how stupid Americans are in general, go to any major league sports game. And then the next sentence is like him talking with love about sports and teams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's what he does to blow off steam. So, kitties. Talk about kitties. Kitty protests.
The kitty protest?
Yeah, quitty.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole event was just, I don't know what the big deal was. I mean, sure, there was that thing that came out, that hot mic, whatever, where Trump said, grab him by the kitty. But for the most part, except for abortion, like, he's pretty much on board with a lot of the, like, as far as policy goes, but what these people are advocating for.
He's also pro
paid maternity leave.
He's not anti-gay.
No, he's not.
People assume he is, but he's not.
No. And he was like, I think he was the only candidate on the Republican ticket that I know of who was like, hey, look, if a trans person wants to use the bathroom, go ahead.
And yeah. He had a gay guy speak at one of his rallies. I've never seen a Republican do that while running for office. It's mm-hmm. counterintuitive, you know, from people that yeah,
and yeah. And when he was giving his speech, he was like, I'm going to do everything I can to protect our LGBTQ. Whatever letters those are.
How many there are now? Yeah.
People, yeah, because there's like 80 of them now, 80 letters now. LGBT, there you go, that's good enough.
Yeah.
People from, you know, from terrorism, I'm going to do everything I can to stop them. And there was like a roar of crowd, and he was like, I can't believe, like, this is so great that I'm at the Republican Party saying these things, and you guys...
They booed him or they cheered him?
No, they cheered him.
Yeah.
For saying that he was going to defend the gays and lesbians and all, yeah, and transgender people. Yep. So.
Yeah. I think we got another Pocket Alibi review. Let me read it really quick. No, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Nope. Good to wait till tomorrow. Get your reviews in now to get your comments on the Freedom Beans.
Love it. William Sanders. Oh, we read his, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
I read it.
Yeah. It's been a good show, guys. I've had fun. I've learned some things. That's what counts.
Yep.
It's infotainment on the Fiends.
Watch a hockey game. You'll probably like it.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes with 143 original sayings with great male and female voices. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?